May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1085. Hence, vain intruding world, depart, no more allure nor vex my heart. Let every vanity be gone, I would be peaceful and alone. 1085.
together from the most holy word of God from the Gospel according to Mark and chapter 16. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, Ah, that high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. But oh, what a mercy indeed thou dwellest also with him that is of a contrite spirit. Oh, may we be found as those with broken hearts and contrite spirits which thou art not despise. Ah, those with their need, humbled under the mighty hand of God. Even this night with nothing in their hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, to be found as those wrought upon by the Spirit, with an urgent need, a pressing case. Ah, and even with a very urgent, pressing case, give me Christ, or else I die. O Lord, yes, once again we are favoured to gather in thy courts, but may it not be with just mere formality, dead rounds of empty service, but all with a living desire. O Lord, thou lookest upon the heart. As we've entered into thy courts this night, oh, may we be found truly amongst those whom thou hast begun that work in. But if there are those yet dead and unconcerned, hasten that time when thou wilt breathe upon their dry bones, when thou wilt look upon them and say, live. Breathe upon them that which is of thy grace by the Spirit, working in their hearts that good thing, thy tender fear. O Lord, truly it is it not? We've had to prove it, that in and of ourselves there is no good thing. In of ourselves, by our very birth, we see no beauty in thee that we should desire thee. Ah, and truly we were also amongst those that despised thee and was rejected of us, until thou didst take out that heart of stone and give that heart of flesh those new and living desires. And if there are those yet still with that heart of stone, that heart of stone, that content with coming in and out of thy courts like the door upon its hinges, and they're as dead as the seat they sit upon. Oh, may it please, there might be at that time when their ear is bored to the doorpost, they might know a little of the language of Ruth. Ruth of old, entreat me not to leave thee. Ah, that love to the brethren, that love to thy house, ah, that love to thy word. Ah, entreat me not to leave thee. Thy God shall be my God, and thy people my people. Oh, how willing, may willing in the day of thy power to cast in their lot with the despised people of the Lord's people. Oh Lord, take each in hand from the youngest to the oldest. Leave them not to themselves. As a hymn we had just now, and truly is it not, eternity is a tremendous sound. We're each hastening on towards it. Lord, as we find truly and have to prove daily, do we not, we're born to die. Truly will not be that time when heart and flesh will fail, when we shall have to appear before the judgment seat of God. Or if we're found, as we were born in that day, how solemn it will be. But all to be clothed upon. Oh, may it please thee. That might be each one's desire. They might be clothed upon with that robe of thy righteousness, that which Christ hath wrought in the sinner's room, place, and stead, that spotless, seamless robe. Some of us have had it revealed to us that if we had not that robe on, truly we would be the worst of sinners, chiefest of sinners, the most deep dyed of sinners, with many wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, many spots and blemishes. Lord, we clothe upon with that robe, that spotless, seamless robe, that it might be in that day, 'tis He. Oh, not seen as a poor sinner, but seen in the righteousness of Christ, that imputed righteousness. 'Tis He instead of me is seen when I approach the God. Oh Lord, look down upon us each in mercy, we plead. And prepare us each for that day when time shall be no more. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform. For it is all of grace in Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall lift my head with joy among the sons of God. O Lord, thou knowest those that wait for thy appearing. They long to lay hold by faith upon thee. They wait daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors. Ah, their ear has been bore to the doorpost. They long to hear thy voice of peace and pardon. They long to feel the application of that precious blood. They long to see that blood sprinkled upon the doorpost and into their heart. They know that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. And they see an efficacy in that precious blood once shed. They see an efficacy in that blood. Yes, all the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altars slain could not atone for one sin. His own heart's blood. Oh, and to see that which thou didst endure, when it was, according to the prophet of old, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. To see their sins laid upon that spotless lamb. To have that faith, even as Abraham of old, whereby he could say, God shall provide himself a lamb. To see then their sins laid upon that lamb. That one that bore the sin of many. That one that so suffered in their room, place, and stand. They long to know it of a truth. And their desire is this: Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witness with the blood. I want the application of by the Spirit and by the power of the Spirit to know and feel it within. And so, Lord, we plead, hasten the time when thou wilt speak the word only. Hasten the time when thou wilt put forth thy hand and grant that healing touch. Lord, if it could please thee. Thou knowest those that feel like they're like Lazarus of old, when he came forth from the tomb. They're still bound. There's a measure of liberty, but not that full liberty. Grant them their soul's desire where thou didst speak unto, and give that command, even concerning Lazarus that day, loose him. Oh, may it please thee, loose him, loose her, and let them go. Oh, brought into the liberty of the gospel, are the scales removed from their eyes. To know a little of that joy and peace in believing, that peace of God which passeth all understanding. So, Lord, we plead, remember those that they waited many years, perhaps. They fear to presume. The old adversary, yes, their constant foe, their right hand to resist them, stirring up this thought and that thought. And at times perhaps they wonder where the scene will end with all they long. Perhaps they come with the language of that dying thief, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. So we plead, hasten that time when thou wilt bring even into that liberty of the gospel. Thou hast worked mighty in the heart whereby they have to venture forth. Yes, with much trembling. To tell a few things, tell out them those few things that the Lord hath done for their never dying soul. To tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. O Lord, remove all the obstacles out the way. Lord, thou knowest how our old nature, look back to that time oneself, and our old nature and the adversary, seemed to throw up obstacle after obstacle. Put this argument into the mind and that argument into the mind. O Lord, that time came when even this poor trembling one, thou didst open his mouth and cause this poor dumb one to speak. Just a few things. But we trust and verily believe it's to thine honour and thy glory that thy name should have all the praise. For there's no praise unto the man. The man is still the wretched sinner. But oh, when that hope is raised up in his heart, that good hope through grace. Oh, when thou dost put that new song in the mouth, it cannot remain silent. Cannot remain silent, and it was so oneself, all those obstacles removed. And we had to venture. Yes, with much trembling, fearfulness, and we're afraid. But, O Lord, we trust we knew of that peace of God. That peace of God which truly passeth all understanding. And so, Lord, we plead, lead thy people. Guide them into thy ways, to walk in thy commands. Grant that enabling grace. O Lord, we would bear before thee each and every one, especially as we look upon the goodly number of young ones here, from the babes in arms to those going on into life. O Lord, put thy tender fear in their hearts, we plead. Keep them from the world. Yes, we are in the world, but keep them from keep us from being of it. No, Lord, we live in a day when there is much difficulty, perhaps difficulty in employment, many oppositions. For we live in a day when thy day is disregarded, thy commands are disregarded, thy word is disregarded. O Lord, grant them that help in their pathway of life, in their employment, in all that concerns them in the way. May it please thee, be thou their helper. Ah, be their refuge, we plead, that strong tower, that high rock. Be thou one that is a covert from the storm and the tempest. And oh, be unto them that river of water in a dry place. Oh, may they prove that there is help laid upon one that is mighty. Mighty. Yes, we have to prove we are not in love ourselves. We're ready to shrink. We would shrink. We would turn aside. We would turn aside, especially when men rise up against us. And, Lord, we can look back to our own young manhood. And there were those times when we had no power. We had no might and we had no strength in of ourselves. But oh, even like this, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. But it'll only be in thy strength. Lord, grant it, we plead. To remember them in all that concerns them in the way. Perhaps are those concerns for the future. Oh, may they prove that thou art a God of providence and a God of grace. May they prove that the gold and silver line, the cattle upon 1,000 hills, and thou art able to supply all their needs according to thy riches in glory. Remember parents with all the duties and their responsibilities and all their concerns in their family life. When those things arise in a moment, perhaps affliction comes to a child and those sleepless nights and all the cares of a mother and a father. Lord, we plead, grant them thy sustaining grace. Grant them that upholding power, that power which cometh from one who is mighty. Lord, do remember them, we plead, in all that concerns them as they have their little ones, their growing families and especially in the day in which we live, a dark and evil day. All those difficult questions that shall arise, no doubt they will and have done already. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. So we plead, grant them those encouragements. Help them along. Remember those in the midst of life and all that concerns them. Perhaps are those things on the coming day have spared, the coming days. And how often our old nature stirs up the what ifs and what maybes. The what ifs and what maybes. And we begin to look upon things in the pathway and those things, yes, even begin to look, as it were, ahead like the world would look. Carnal reasoning. O Lord, may we be able to fall into thy hands. May we be able to commit all the way unto thee and say, do what seemeth thou good. Only lead me forth for the right way. Oh, may it please thee that thou wouldst be our heavenly potter. Yes, it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. And thy word declares, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you, but rejoice. Lord, in and of ourselves we find we rebel. We kick and struggle like the bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Lord, our old nature is as rebellious as ever it was. Our old nature doesn't like afflictions and trials. It wants a smooth path. But Lord, thy word declares, through much tribulation, ye shall enter the kingdom. And so, Lord, we plead, grant that enabling grace, strengthening grace in the days to come to each one. For thou knowest each one's trial, each one's path. Is it not differing and differs from another? But may there be that proving this. All these things work together for good to them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose, all things. And proving even this, and what a mercy indeed, our life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eyes. You know us to fall into the hands of the shepherd, that glorious shepherd and bishop of our souls. You know us to fall into those everlasting arms. Blessed truth, indeed, is it not? We read in Deuteronomy. Those everlasting arms, the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies, and underneath are the everlasting arms. But there's got to be a proving of it, and it's in troubles and trials and afflictions. A poor sinner has to prove it, and shall he not prove it? Cannot some have say we've proved it thus far? But how often unbelief, how soon unbelief rises up. Unbelief rises up and seems to overtake us. And we cry like one, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. So, Lord, we plead, help each one. Perhaps on the tomorrows, if we're spared, those things perhaps which are before us, even in the days and the weeks to come, Lord, if we're spared. But, O Lord, may we prove I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Those words we read, do we not? I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Meeting that poor worm Jacob when he's in that cast down place, when he feels at times, yes, cast down, but not in despair. How often the poor worm Jacob is cast down, but blessed be thy holy name. Not in despair, but not in despair. I will not leave you comfortless. I will. These shells and wills of Jehovah, we plead them. We plead these precious promises. Are they not yea and amen in Christ Jesus? So, Lord, we plead. Go before us every step of the way. The unknown way. Oh, may we prove, even this. The shepherd has gone before, goeth before his sheep, and leadeth them forth that right way. Do remember, we plead, those in the even time of life. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. May it please you grant them a token for good, a token this night of thy special care. Bring to remembrance, when their mind perhaps begins to fail, bring to their remembrance all the way and all the words which thou hast spoken unto them. All the way which thou hast led them these years in the wilderness. To remember the afflicted ones. Ah, the afflicted in Zion. Oh, we plead for them. Comfort their hearts. Hold them up. Grant them that sufficiency of thy grace. Ah, that thorn in the flesh, that which is bitter indeed. Oh, grant, Lord, we plead. Ah, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Bless all the means used as we pleaded this morning. Give wisdom to those that have the case of this one and that one. In their hands, guide them in their minds, O Lord. Guide their hands, yes. What a mercy indeed. Oh, have we not proved it, some of us, when we've had to enter into a hospital? We've had to commit all the way into thy hands, and each one into thy hands. And oh, when we prove those instruments, yes, even those we have to, that have our cases in hand and have to deal with us, let us use them as their instruments in thy hands. Guide them, we plead. And so, Lord, we plead, sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. And oh, may it please thee. That bow in the cloud. It's when we walk in dark paths, is it not? There's a bright shining of the bow in the cloud. Oh, when we see that in nature, when the cloud is, when the sky is so dark, clouds are dark, and a threatening sky indeed, there we see the bow in its brightest glory. Is it not so in trials? Has it not been so? Yes, at times some of us have proved. It is a time of blessing, a time of favour. It's been a time when that covenant, ordering all things and sure, has been made known. And so, Lord, we plead. Perhaps one walks in a darksome path even now. Dark clouds, threatening storms, but ask to see that bow in the cloud of the everlasting covenant, even as David could declare, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant ordered in all things and sure. That everlasting covenant to poor sinners wrought out by Christ, accomplished by Christ, and what he hath done. And so, Lord, we plead, remember the afflicted ones. Remember any that walk in singular paths, and they feel, no one else knows, no one else understands my case. May they prove even as Job. When it was dark, was it not darkness all around him? Couldn't perceive thee on his right hand or his left, behind or before. But oh, even there, that little grain of living faith. He is unable to say, but he knoweth. Heavenly Father knoweth. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes, we have to confess, we've much dross and tin to consume. We need much refining. So, Lord, we have to prove even this. Those trials of our faith, those trials, those times of trial. Is it not a little that refining fire? But oh, is it not to prepare a poor sinner? Is it not to prepare him for that heavenly abode? Oh, Lord, enable us then to say, Thy will be done. Do remember us once again as a church and people throughout this land, where Thy word is faithfully preached, the true church, the one true church. O Lord, and throughout the earthly ball. Yes, there are many a sort, are there not, in our day. Secularism, false gods. Yes, and many say, do they not, there is no God. Many say there is no God. And if they could have their way, they would remove the word of God from our land. They would take from us that which we hold dear, we trust by grace. For who hath made us to differ? But, O Lord, we plead then, what a mercy indeed, Thou dost reign. Thou dost reign. And Thou hast said concerning Thy church, Zion, that place of Thy abode, Thou hast said Thou would abundantly Oh, what a mercy indeed. Thou wilt abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. Oh, may some poor sinner in Zion this day, here or elsewhere, prove that promise true, and they have that abundant provision of Thy grace and Thy mercy bestowed unto them. Some poor sinner brought into the banqueting house where Thy banner over them is love. And so we plead then. We have to confess we're unworthy of the least of Thy notice, but the dogs, we are no more than those dogs under the master's table. But the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. May it please, it might be a crumb of mercy to some poor sinner this night, a sip from the well of salvation. The new song put in the mouth. That song of praise unto Thee. So, Lord, we plead for Zion. Strengthen the things which remain, those things which are ready to die. But once again, we thank Thee for all Thy favours, temporal. We've lacked nothing. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, and Thy mercy is new every morning. We read in Thy word, man cannot live by bread alone, but it is by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Oh, break the bread of life unto us. When Thou art here upon the earth, and we rejoice in this, that is to eat with publicans and sinners. Publicans and sinners. It astounded the Pharisees, did it not, the scribes and the Pharisees, but what a mercy that is to eat with publicans and sinners. Oh, break the bread of life unto a few publicans and sinners this night. Do each good. Send none empty away. But, O Lord, help us now. We turn to Thy word. Thou knowest this poor one's need, and all Thy servants also that labour elsewhere this night. We have a need, and is it not a need, a fresh need every time? We're empty earthen vessels. Pour in that we may pour out. Bless us each together. Grant the tongue of the learned. Keep from self. But, O Lord, may we each have those hearing ears and the hearts of understanding. Oh, that goes for the speaker as well. we might, as we're enabled to speak, might hear also to our own profit, for our own soul's good. We need that food. We need that bread of life. How often we feel so wearied with the journey, but break the bread of life unto us each. It's the strength and the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Pardon and forgive then our many, many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 471. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. 471.
Attention, we turn to the chapter we read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. and read verse 3. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and verse 3. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" These dear disciples of the Lord, they went, did they not, to do that for the body of Christ? Was it not in love? But they did not fully understand that which was spoken of by the prophets and of Christ himself concerning rising again. But they went, did they not, down to that sepulchre very early in the morning. The first day of the week, and they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Is it not so with the child of God? Yes, we read the word. We may have read it many, many times, even concerning Christ. And Christ spake unto them many times concerning himself. But they did not understand or believe. Was it not unbelief? Was it not unbelief? It's the same with you and I, is it not? Unbelief, what? To us, is it not a great stone? Something which seems impossible, and so it will be. Concerning those things of Christ, and that which is left on record in this precious word of God which we have before us, it remains, is it not, but just words upon a page? And yes, carnal reasoning will never fathom that of that wondrous work which Christ wrought in the sinner's room, place, and stand. Dear Mary, she went to the tomb, did she not? Why, she wept there. She saw the tomb was empty. Unbelief there. Did not understand, did not fully understand that which Christ spake of himself. And even as Thomas, there were many that rehearsed to him what they had seen. But even Thomas, I turned to it again a moment or so ago while in the vestry. We're dependent upon the Spirit to reveal these things to us and to remove these stones of impossibility, these stones are, as they went down to that tomb then, they had to question amongst themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" Had they forgotten that it was Almighty God, one verily God, verily man, by whom the worlds were formed? That one, the creator of all things, by whom are all things, was laid there. One that was able to lay down his life, no man could take it from him. But also, able to take it up again and should take it up again. Oh, we read in Corinthians, do we not, concerning the resurrection. And there were those that disputed the resurrection. They disputed that resurrection. And so it is also our old nature, as we said, carnal reasoning will never believe these things. But all that carnal reasoning, if I can find that, but they did not believe in the resurrection. And truly, are they not then of all men most miserable? I can't lay eyes upon that chapter at the moment. And so we are by nature. We neither believe in the resurrection or even that concerning Christ. But oh, when that work of grace is begun, oh, how much of a warfare there is. Carnal reasoning. Carnal reasoning on the one hand, and little faith and exercise on the other. Carnal reasoning on the one hand, and little faith and exercise on the other. Ah, but the resurrection. If it were not for the resurrection, then truly we would be of all men most miserable, because what is the point of that salvation if man rise not from the dead? If man rise not from the dead, and that which Christ spake of himself, and there was nothing, there wasn't the performance of that. Ah, and how we need then. Even as much as Thomas and these disciples, even as Mary, to have that stone, that stone of unbelief rolled away, taken away. When the Lord deepened that work in my heart, and yet there were many, as it were, those scales before the eyes. As we said, we read many times the Word of God. Many times the Word of God, but oh, we long for it in its divine reality to be made known, yet it seemed to be a stone upon the door of the sepulchre. A stone which we read concerning that stone there, it was very great. Do you find the stone of unbelief that seems, yes, on the one hand you come like that one of old, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. Do you find even like Thomas then, even like Thomas, there are those that spoke of him, and you've heard others speak as they testify of those things of Christ, that which is wrought in the sinner's heart where Christ is revealed, the hope of glory. There's a stone there. A stone. And like Thomas, oh, what language he uttered where he said, where the other disciples, they said, therefore unto him we have seen the Lord. Perhaps you've heard others speak, as we said just now, and they testified of Christ. And yet, you long to believe also, but there's this stone, and like Thomas here, he uttered these words. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Yes, you may say on the one hand, and we may do, what strong language of Thomas there. But that is what unbelief is, that stone. That stone which we're powerless to remove from our own hearts, remove from the sepulchre, that we might see a risen Christ. What a mercy indeed, Thomas wasn't left there. Thomas wasn't left to his unbelief. Ah, him came to my mind, and I turned to it again before we left. That hymn 280 of Hammond's. Will my doubting ne'er be o'er? These words came to my mind, that line. Will my doubting ne'er be o'er? And the next verse, how I waver to and fro, rising high and sinking low. And the next verse, when a glimpse of hope appears, soon 'tis lost in doubts and fears. Oh, I fear 'tis all a cheat. Keep me, Lord, from self-deceit. Ah, will my doubting ne'er be o'er? Does that sum up your case, poor sinner? Like dear Thomas, yes, he was a vessel of mercy. But are these stones then? Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? They had to prove almighty power moved that stone. Nothing but the almighty power of God himself could roll away that stone. It was very great. And so that stone you feel in your heart, is it not very great? And neither have you the power to remove it. I may have spoken of it before, but oh, such was that stone I felt in my heart. I often cried, this Spirit of Truth, come down, reveal to me. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known and witness with the blood. It was such a stone of unbelief. Ah, that old nature, as I said, carnal reasoning, will never understand the things of grace. But oh, Almighty God, by his almighty power, can roll away that stone. As we said, Thomas, he wasn't left there. He wasn't left to that condition. But the Lord knew his heart. The Lord knew his desire. And so as Thomas, yes, he uttered those words, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and not just to be content with the view of it, but and put my finger into the print of the nails. And even this, and thrust my hand into his side. Wounded side, his wounded side, the Saviour's side, thrust my hand in there. Such was his unbelief. Such was that stone. I will not believe. Well, what do we read concerning Thomas? After 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. Ah, blessed be his holy name. Then came Jesus. Oh, and what a mercy, even those that seem to be so full of unbelief, of that hard heart that is so stony.
but they've been loved from all eternity. There's a divine favour towards them. Yes, each one's different. We read of those different characters. Those two upon the Emmaus road didn't speak as Thomas, but there was that unbelief also. They communed amongst themselves, but the Lord knew their case. They had a stone also, did they not? They had a stone. The Lord drew near unto them, and so will he draw near unto you. Like those two then, and Thomas. Those two upon the Emmaus road. Almighty God heard them reasoning together. Couldn't understand. It was that stone. They couldn't understand those things which had taken place. But oh, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Expounded to them those things concerning himself. Their heart burned within them. There was that knowledge there was that within, that was wrought within, which was divine reality, is being made known to them. Their hearts burn within. Perhaps it's been a little that burning of your heart within you. The Lord has drawn near. And when they came to that end of their journey, Jesus made as if he had gone on further, but they constrained him. They constrained him to tarry with them. Oh, may that spirit of faith and that of the Spirit constrain some poor sinner to plead him like this: abide with me. Abide with me. Turn him with, perhaps even this night, and constrain, even of those two, constrain thee. Plead unto thee. And thou, like it was with those two, thou wast pleased at turning with them. And what does the Lord do? He broke bread and gave thanks. Then their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened. They saw then Christ revealed their hope of glory. Christ was revealed to them their hope of glory. Like dear Mary, yes, she saw the empty tomb, the stone had been rolled away, but there was that stone in her heart, that stone of unbelief there. And she wondered at those things, and it caused her to weep. It caused her to weep. They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. But oh, the Lord didn't leave her there either. He drew near, yes, for a start. There was that stone still before in her heart, as it were. She did not perceive it was the Lord Jesus Christ. She thought it was a gardener. But by his almighty power, by the power of his voice, he spake the word, and that word was her name, Mary. The stone was rolled away. She could say then, Rabboni, which is to say Master. Oh, then she rejoiced. She rejoiced. Arisen Christ, her hope for glory. Dear Thomas M., come back to Thomas. And after 8 days, yes, 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. There was his almighty power. The doors being shut, and he stood in the midst. and your heart like mine, like those doors being shut. What a mercy, yes, even the doors being shut, the hardness of your heart and unbelief. What do we read here? Jesus, the doors being shut, he came and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Is that what your soul desires, poor sinner? Your need as a sinner? Ah, a never-ending eternity before you. You've been shown the corruptions of your heart. You've been led a little, and even to thus far along in the way. There's been a little here and a little there, line upon line and precept upon precept. But ah, there's that longing to lay hold. Longing to lay hold upon Christ, yet there's that stone. Oh, take heart, poor sinner. These things are left on record for poor sinners, trembling sinners. They're left on record for those Thomases, the dear Marys, like those two upon the Emmaus Road. He is able, blessed be his holy name. That which you can't do for yourself, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Or may you yet prove like this, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was great. It was very great. The stone was rolled away. Ah, and Thomas, Jesus stood in the midst, the doors being shut, nothing prevented. Not your hard heart can prevent it, and neither can the devil or his agents can prevent it. And by his almighty power, the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Oh, that peace of God which passeth all understanding. Oh, may it be your portion yet, poor sinner. But oh, Thomas, he had that regard to Thomas here. If you're a Thomas, he'll also have that same regard toward you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger. He knew that which he had said. And out of that hardness of heart, what he uttered? Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and all this, thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Oh, may it please the Lord then. Ah, by his same almighty power, even as it was to Thomas, to some poor sinner this night, reach hither thy finger. And behold, yes, what are these wounds? Ah, suffered in the house, my friends. I can't remember, I quoted that quite right. Oh, is it not in, I'm not sure I can turn to it. These wounds, those wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. No, I can't, I might take some while. But these wounds, it was your sins that hung, nailed me to that accursed tree. It was your sins, yes, your iniquities, Thomas, all your imperfections and your vileness, they nailed these hands, they nailed these feet to that rugged wooden cross, Cursed is he that hangeth upon a tree. And all that wounded side. We read, do we not, concerning Christ, when that spear was thrust into his side, forthwith came the blood and the water. Ah, that fountain open for sin and all uncleanness. Forthwith came that blood and the water. Poor trembling sinner, Thomas, thrust thy hand into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Ah, and I believe by faith he saw then. He didn't have to thrust his hand into the Lord's side. But he saw by faith then that which a dying thief, we read concerning the hymn writer put it, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Do you not long to see that fountain? Do you not long to see that fountain open for all sin and uncleanness? Ah, may it be revealed to you like it was to Thomas. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side and be not faithless but believing. And oh dear Thomas, ah, what did he answer? And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. We read in the word, none can say that Jesus is the Lord unless thou take the veil away and breathe the living word. Thomas was a partaker of it here. The Lord, yes, in mercy met him in his unbelief. Yes, it seemed, unless the Lord had appeared for him, it didn't matter what the others said. It was just, no doubt, as it was idle words. But the Lord spake. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Ah, reveal thyself to me. Ah, and Thomas then, ah, what a confession here. My Lord and my God. Like Mary, Rabboni. That is to say, Master. That is to say, Master. And all this loving rebuke even to Thomas, but oh, he wasn't cut off. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Ah, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're as dependent upon the Spirit, to work in our hearts, even that as Thomas, who was dependent upon Almighty God, and for Christ himself to come in the midst when the doors were shut. To come in the midst, the doors being shut. It seemed even to that there was a hindrance there, but it was not going to hinder Almighty God. That God-man, the man Jesus, the doors being shut, it's a mercy indeed. It's declared there the doors being shut. And stood he, and Jesus. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, ah, peace be unto you. And it was unto Thomas in that special way. Then he said to Thomas, and so it goes on. Thomas believed. Thomas believed. Oh, was it not to the joy and rejoicing of his heart? I believe it was so. It doesn't say any more about Thomas there. But oh, the Lord knows. This word came to my mind in the earlier part of the past week. And oh, I felt it in my own soul also. Yes, we find often unbelief rises up. Unbelief rises up. Unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. And oh, how I long for the Lord to appear even in the beginning of the past week. For it seemed there was a stone again, and we find often those stones of unbelief. Again and again, such is our old nature, unbelief rises up. But oh, what a mercy indeed. The Lord has compassion upon the Thomases. Compassion upon them. When they're brought even to this, and they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? May we prove again and again, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it's very great. And those ones that went to the sepulchre there, they entered into the sepulchre. And they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in long white garment, and they were affrighted. But was it not that one? Yes, was it not an angel of the Lord in that form of a young man sitting there? And what did he say unto them? Be not affrighted. Oh, what a mercy indeed. If it should be spoken of to some poor sinner, even this night, even in this way. Be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Oh, that little hope raised up. Perhaps it's not at the moment, but oh, the word declares here, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. And this word here, there shall ye see him as he said unto you. But all the time has gone. Those stones which are, yes, great stones at times. He is able to roll them away by his almighty power. They saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Oh, may the Lord, by his almighty power, roll away those stones. Roll away the stone from some poor sinner's heart. And there might be that wrought in them whereby they brought in that sweet liberty of the gospel. And then able to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Even as Thomas, he rejoiced. To tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. And point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day, which was a TVS West Anglia auxiliary, came to £1,938.02. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Pickett. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday, and Mr. Izzard next Lord's Day in the morning with a reading service in the evening. Let us close with hymn 214. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner weak and vile, full of impiety, and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope but in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. 214.
Thank you.
look upon those in mercy, we plead. The feel they have those stones are the seem impossible to roll away. O Lord, break through those iron bars and those brazen gates. Make one in the midst in their heart this night, we plead, and do their soul good. Reveal thyself to them in love and mercy, and may they yet rejoice, in risen Saviour. Lord, we plead for it. But those stones of unbelief, stones of the hardness of our heart, even as Thomas, I will not believe, except. But even dear Thomas, he was a vessel of mercy. And thou didst appear for him. Thou didst appear for him. He is not a castaway at last. And so, Lord, we plead, remember each and all that concerns them. And thou knowest, for thou knowest all things, even those things of the heart. Pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss. Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love. And that which is of thee, may it be thy word. Attend it by thy almighty power. And get to thyself honour and glory and praise. Remember us as we gather round thy table now, our company of poor sinners. Lord, thou knowest even those stones there. Those stones of unbelief that do rise up. And we find, even as one, Lord, I believe, help them in unbelief. May Christ be revealed. In all his beauty. And that which he hath accomplished, having satisfied the law in every jot and tittle, and entered now into the holiest, once and for all, as that glorious high priest, our advocate, with his own heart's blood. Make it known. Satisfy us with thy goodness. Lord, take each their homes in peace and safety now, we plead, those at least. Watch over them. Remember them, we plead, for good. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.